are turning the corner here tonight, and we are moving from 1 Corinthians to 2 Corinthians. Now, in this book, we will see a difference. We're going to see a different emphasis that Paul makes. In 1 Corinthians, he was dealing with the church in crisis. He was dealing with a church that had problems, dealing with a church that had issues, that was struggling. In 1 Corinthians, he was dealing with a church where culture had altered the perspective of the church, and it changed their priorities and ultimately changed their beliefs. And as we studied it, we found that the same thing can happen to us. The same thing can happen to us as a church, because we have the same fights, we have the same issues that they faced. Very materialistic culture, very entertainment-driven culture, very sports-driven culture, very a physical and attractiveness-based culture. And so they were struggling. So Paul was talking to them in 1 Corinthians. He says, look, there's issues, there's problems, you've allowed this to change you. And they were a church that felt justified in their belief that they could just pretty much get away with anything. That they said that as long as we're doing other things, there's things we can allow in our lives. And they were at that point. They were comfortable doing what was only comfortable for them and what best fit into their lives. They had allowed sin to come in, and they had become comfortable with it. And yet they were quick to judge and point fingers at those who didn't measure up, or those that questioned their authority or their position. And they were a church that had become segregated. They were a church that had been cliquish. And Paul addresses this, and he says, look, there's problems, you're struggling, you need to shape up, you need to understand what's going on and change. And the same thing, and the same lesson in our life. And so we've been looking at 1 Corinthians, and the good news is that Paul's letter hit home. And as we begin to look at 2 Corinthians, we see a church that had changed, a church that addressed those issues, and they were resolved. So now as we move into 2 Corinthians, it's not about dealing with wrongness or sin. It's about maturity. It's about growing up. It's about taking those steps as a Christian to say, okay, now I'm beginning to mature. Now I'm taking on these things in my life. And it's an important lesson for us, because a life following Christ is more than just overcoming sin. As a Christian, it means more than just, well, I don't do this and I don't do that. No. That is the very beginning of what a life of following Christ is all about. A Christian is one that follows him and becomes like him. And you know that you're maturing in Christ when it becomes less and less about don't and more about the do's. What do I need to do? What do I need to, how can I step forward? How can I become more like him? And so right off the bat, Paul hits this. This is where we're going to begin to look at tonight. And so again, these next few weeks are all about taking those next steps in our faith as we begin to mature and take on what God is calling us to become. All right, so we're starting in 2 Corinthians. He's right in the first chapter, and he begins to speak to them, and this is what he says. So, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction. Everybody say all. All right, so in this passage, right off the bat, he's letting us know, and he's setting us up for this step of maturity here. He says, okay, we've overcome the sin aspect. Now it's time to mature. Now it's time to take on something new. We're moving past just trying to stay saved. Now we're becoming what God has called us to become. And so he begins to identify this idea of comfort. And the word that he uses as comfort is the same word that we see in Scripture used for strength, same word used for encouragement, same word used for help. And he says this. He says, look, here's the setup. And what Paul is teaching, he's saying this, that the source of comfort is God. So if you're taking notes, that's the first aspect there, that the source of comfort is God. Where does our comfort come from? It comes from God. Where does our help come from? It comes from the Lord. Where does our strength come from? It comes from God. Where is that encouragement that we need? He says, look, it comes from God. And since it's coming from God, it has the same characteristics and qualities of God. And so he says, look, that comfort comes from God, and it's able to address any and all needs that you have. So God is the source of comfort. And he says it can resolve, it can help, it can strengthen in any situation. God who comforts us in all our affliction. Peace in the middle of the storm. Strength when you didn't think you could make it. Encouragement at the right time. He's saying that comes from God. How many has experienced that? You know what I'm talking about. That you've been in a situation, you've been in a tough time, you've been facing something, and there is that sense of peace. There's that sense of joy that I can't explain. There's been that encouragement. There's been that help. There's been those things that God allows and God sends. And as we look back, we see that there is that divine nature, but there's also that aspect that God allows people to minister in that same way. That if you've ever been going through a tough time and maybe you get a text or an email or maybe it's a note that you receive or a phone call where someone says, hey, I've just been praying about you today. Hey, what can I do to help? Hey, I know you're going through something, and let me share what helped when I went through that same thing. That it was, we look back at those conversations, or maybe it was a song or something, that we see that God allows people to help and people to minister. And Paul is saying that comes from God. That God originates that. That God is the source of that. He says, now that we know the source, let me show you the reason behind it. So let's look at verse 4 again. Who comforts us in all our affliction so that, and this is the pivotal point here. He says, look, here it is, that God comforts us. It comes from God, that God allows it and God sends it and God allows people to minister in that way for all of our afflictions. So that, can we say those two words together? So that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. And here's what Paul is saying. He says the reason, the source is from God, but the reason is others. It's not about you. That God did something in your life for the benefit of others. Now, as we think back and as we look at our lives and we see how God comforted us and God allowed people to minister and God allowed those to interject and be there for us, we see that example throughout our lives, and we recognize that they're just fulfilling that so that clause in the scripture. That we've been encouraged by the stories of others. We've been encouraged by the prayers of others. We've been encouraged by the words of others. Scriptures are a great example of being encouraged by the examples of others. If you've ever quoted the 23rd Psalm when you were going through something, it's because David went through something and he shared it. And we're benefiting from the comfort that God gave him. And so Paul is saying comfort comes from God, but it is for the benefit of others. And so he's speaking to this church and he says, look, we're not dealing with sin. We're not dealing with problems. We're dealing with maturity. It's time to grow up. It's not all about you. You're not the center of it. You can't think it's just all about you. That God is doing something in you, but it's way bigger than you. It's time to grow up. And so he says, God is the source of it, and the reason for him doing that is for others. And he gives us now the responsibility. In this same verse again, we uncover it. He says, who comforts us in all our affliction so that, what's the word? We, everybody say me. Okay, everybody say me. That's how, okay. I know it says we, but it means me. May be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we, me, ourselves are comforted by God. And Paul's saying, hey, that ministry to comfort, that ministry to strengthen, that ministry to help comes from God. He allows it to happen to you so for the benefit of others. But the responsibility is mine. The responsibility is mine. He's saying it's us that's benefited. It's us that have received this. So here's what he's saying. And this is where we're getting to. It's a real simple thought, but it's profound when we begin to understand this. That this, if you've ever experienced anything from God, if you've ever felt the peace from God, if you've ever felt the joy of God, if God has ever allowed you to go through a situation, if God has ever opened a door for you, if God has ever protected you, if God has ever done anything in your life that brought that comfort, that strength, that encouragement, that direction, that inspiration, if God has ever done that in your life, you are called to the ministry. That's what Paul's saying. He's saying, it's from God for the benefit of others, and it's your responsibility. You're called to minister. If you've ever felt that peace, it's a sign that God's calling you. If you've ever felt that joy, unspeakable, I can't even explain it, that I know I shouldn't feel this way, but I felt that joy from God, God's calling you to minister. Now think back as you were looking and understanding how God has allowed that comfort in your life, allowed that encouragement in your life. How many things God has done in your life. And you know what that is? That is time after time after time after time that God is calling you to mature and saying, I'm calling you to minister. 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 It's not all about you. It's not just about your prayer request. It's not just about your problem. It's not just about your need. That I am doing the miraculous from my power for the benefit of others, and I'm giving you the responsibility to minister in that. It's part of maturity. It's part of growing up. And Paul is saying, look, it's time we move past just that trying to stay saved. It's time to grow up. It's time to move past this thinking it's all just about you. It's time to grow up. That ministry is part of the maturing process. It is part of being a Christian, a Christ follower. It's not optional. If God has done anything in your life, that's a call. You have a so that in your life. Now, I use the word maturing for a reason, because there are people that push back on this and says, that's not me. I can skip that. I can skip that. Can you imagine in your own life skipping a part of a maturing process in your own life? Now, if you can, just use your imagination with me. If you can imagine a full-grown man, about 30 years old, full beard, and about 20 inches tall. Anybody think of that? Can you picture that? Can you picture that? Does it look something like this? Let's see if we. Well, I'm just going to skip that maturing process of growth. You know, hey, I'm mature. Look at the beard. You know, I'm 30 years old. You know, okay, I still haven't grown, but that's optional. No, it's not optional. Anytime that we skip anything like that, it's wrong. There's something wrong. And the same is true in our physical lives. The same is true in our spiritual lives. That ministry is just part of the maturing process. And for someone to sit back and say, not going to do that, you don't want to look like this. And that's just the craziest thing. That's disturbing the more you look at it. Because because he's got like stubble and everything. Whoever did that did a really wonderful job. But here's let me say it in a different way. That God doesn't collect knickknacks. Okay? There is nobody in God's collection of his kids that says, you know what, you're basically useless. You're just more of a looker. You know, I just need you to come and sit and you're just going to be looked at. That's your role. That's not what God has. He doesn't shelve anybody. Okay? He doesn't say, you know, you don't have a purpose, you don't have a use. What you see again and again in God's scripture is he's talking about people he wants to use. God has a tool collection. There's a purpose. You're built for something. There's a reason behind that. You are useful. There is something you are called to do. And we can't be a knickknack and claim to be his. And so we look at ministry, and Paul is saying, look, this is what it's about. It is from God. He is the one that does the work. But it is for the benefit of not just yourself, it is for the benefit of others, but the responsibility is yours. Every single thing that God has done in your life is another call to ministry. And so he's saying, look, it's time to step up. It's time to step up. And those that are pushing back on that, we would say that you're still dealing with the 1 Corinthian issues. You're still dealing with an attitude that says, well, I don't want to do that, but I'll do this other stuff. It doesn't work that way. Or I'll do something that's more comfortable. It doesn't deal that way. Or it's all about me. It doesn't work that way. He says, look, it's time to step up to your calling. It's time to do and become what God has called you to do. And Paul shows us that the source is God, that the reason is others, the responsibility is ours. But he doesn't leave us hanging there. He says, look, you have everything you need to do the job. You know everything that you need to know to minister perfectly in the way that God's called you to be. Look at this passage again. All of this is just in here. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort. Next verse. Who comforts us in all affliction so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with what? With the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. The source is God. The reason is others. The responsibility is ours. And the way we do it is just simply tell your story. Tell your story. Well, I've only got a short one. Tell it. Well, I've got a long, I got lots. Tell it. You don't have to memorize anything. You don't need cue cards. You don't have to learn anything. You've already lived through it. You can tell it better than anyone can. You've seen it firsthand. You have emotional attachment to it. You may have scars associated with it. You were there. You have a story of how you were facing something, and God answered. God provided comfort. God provided direction. God allowed you to be encouraged. God allowed you to be helped. And he says, go and use that to help someone else. And to say that I can't or I don't have anything is to disregard all of the things that God has done in your life. Well, I don't know if I can do that or not. Has God ever provided peace in the middle of a storm? Well, yeah. Well, then you've got a reason. Well, I don't know if I can. Has God ever allowed you to be encouraged when you were discouraged? Well, yeah. Well, then you've got a reason. Has God ever provided direction? Yeah. Well, yeah, you've got a reason. That God says, look, I'm doing so much in your life, but you need to grow up and realize it's not just for you. It's my call to minister. It's my call to you. Now just go share what I've done. We say it this way. Is this. It's not about what you can do. It's about what he's already done. Well, I don't know if I can minister. It's not what you can do. It's what he's already done. So what has he done? What has he done in your life? Go share that. Go share that. See, that looks like this. Is somebody goes up and says, hey, I heard you're going through a tough time. And man, I've been in places like that. Can I share? Here's a couple of verses that I wrote down that really helped me when I was there. Hey, I heard you were going through something, and man, I see it, and you're just totally stressed out. And oh, I was at that point one time, and someone came over and cleaned my house. Oh, boy, I tell you, that made a huge difference. You tell me what day works, I'm coming over. Hey, you're making some big decisions in your life. And man, I was at a place where I was facing those same kind of decisions. And somebody came to me and told me that they were praying for me. And it made a huge difference. And I'm just coming to you letting you know that I'm praying for you. And I'm here for you. Hey, I heard you were sick. And you know what? I've been through some times too, but I'm here today as a sign that God is still a healer. And so you know what? Together, I'm going to be praying with you. Together, I want to be encouraging you. Together, I'm here for you. That's what that looks like. That is what a mature church looks like. There's no judgment. There's no putting people in their place. There's no, well, you should have been doing it this way. It's not about making a point. It's a church that has grown and matured and is working to making a difference. Isn't that beautiful? That's what he's saying. Hey, it's time to grow up because that is what a mature church looks like. You're going through it and somebody comes up beside you and say, man, I've been there. And tell you what, I'm here for you. You lean on me. Because God did something great in my life and God allowed this to happen. God brought this into my life and I give him all the credit. So you know what? I want to be that for you. Because God allowed that for me. Hey, you're struggling with this. Hey, you know what? I'm struggling with something similar. And I tell you what, here's some verses that I memorized. And you know, let's memorize them together. And I'm here for you. Because God made a difference in me and God allowed me to be free and God wants you to be free and I want to be there because God did that in me and so I'm here for you. God gets all the credit. But the responsibility is ours because we have been blessed so much. But we've been babies with beards saying, I'm not a minister. I don't have anything. I'm just here to sit. Mm-mm. You're not a knickknack. And you're not a baby with beard either. So God's calling you. Because here's what happens. That when you begin to step up in this, something begins to change in you. That you begin to understand what that so that is there for. And you begin to see firsthand how God works all things together. That you begin to understand what it feels like to not just be sitting on the sidelines, but to be used by God. To be a minister of God. And you are naturally created to do that. Just go tell your story. Go share your story. Go be that example of God's comfort, grace, help, direction in somebody else's life. That when we begin to do this, there is this feeling of, okay, wow, God, you're bigger than I thought you were. You're greater than I thought you were. Our perception of God changes when we begin to step up to this. Our perception of our circumstances begin to change. How many, maybe you're with me here tonight, and you've seen this, and you've enacted this, that God allowed you to go through something, and then it was a little while later that you used that to minister to somebody else. And you go, wow, God, you knew what you were doing. Here, I thought that was a horrible situation, but you were just equipping me so that I could make a difference in these lives. And it changes our perspective of our circumstance. And Paul's going, yeah, that's what it's all about. Time to grow up. It's about maturing. That God has set you up perfectly to be able to minister, and he just wants to blow you away by how great he is and about how it all works together and how that thing you thought was so horrible, now on the other side you see is actually a blessing. And the other thing it does is it changes our perception of others. That it keeps us in the right perspective, that we're not judging, that we're not pointing fingers, that we're coming alongside and says, man, I was where they are, and I am here today as a result of what God did. Now I'm going to go be that example to them. I'm going to go help. I'm going to go serve. I'm going to go minister. Not to judge or to condemn, but to come alongside and be that example of God's comfort, grace, direction, strength, and encouragement. See, as we're maturing, we begin to understand and we begin to grow out of the me, 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 me. The world revolves around me. God revolves around me, 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 me. And we begin to realize that we are some part of something far greater than just us. Little infant, world revolves around them. You know, I'm hungry, I'm going to cry. I'm uncomfortable, I'm going to scream and cry. And how many of us are just like that? And not realizing that the world is a much larger place. And Paul is saying, look, it's time for you to grow up and realize that what you are in when you become a Christian is so much bigger than you. It's so much greater than you. And your role is so much greater than just your own little personal needs and personal requests. That God has a call and a purpose for you. It's time to grow up. And it comes from God. It's for others. It's your responsibility, and you are perfectly equipped. Now just go share your story. Go share. It's bigger than that. And Paul sums it up this way, this whole bigger thing. He says, look, he says, for as we share abundantly in Christ's suffering, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too. He says, look, it's all of us, that we all have this. We're all going through this. Goes on. He says, for if we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation, meaning that as we go through something, that's something that we can turn around and comfort you through it. He says, so our affliction is actually for your benefit. See, it's bigger than just us. And if we are comforted, it is for your comfort, that God's blessings we share. God's blessings we're allowed to distribute, which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we suffer. So when you're going through it, hey, we can come up to you and say, hey, been there, and here's how God worked in my life. I want to be that example to you. Goes on. It says, our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in our comfort. And Paul's just wrapping it all up. He says, hey, that's how it works. That's what you're called into. That's what you're called into. So tonight, here's the call. Ready? Turn to somebody, look at them, point your preaching finger at them, and tell them, it's time for me to grow up. Haha, you thought I was going to say something else, don't you? It's time for me to grow up. It's time to grow up. All right, so here we go. Here's the challenge. Here's the challenge. Ready? Go share your story to 3 people this week. Go encourage somebody. Go help strengthen somebody. Go comfort somebody. Because here's the thing. You got a lot of ammunition. You got a lot of ability. You start looking back through your life, man, God did this, and God did this, and God did this, and God did this, and God did this. Oh, wow. And you know what? You know a lot of hurting people. You know a lot of people that are going through it. You got to get off the shelf, shave the beard, grow up, and say, hey, you know what? I've been praying about you this week. I just want you to know that. Hey, you know what? I know you're going through it. What can I do to help? Hey, I know you're struggling. Made dinner for you. Here you go. Go be that example of God's comfort, strength, encouragement, direction, and strength. Right? Now here's the thing. Next week we're going to ask you how it went. So you got 3 choices. Next week you can come and you can lie about it, which we don't want you to do. Oh, it was wonderful. You know, I was, don't lie about it. You can just admit that you didn't do it. Or you can share one of the most amazing experiences that you will ever have. You just say, man, I prayed about it, and man, I stepped up and I remember what God did to me. So I just wanted to go be that example. Man, God just used me. God just worked through me, and it was amazing. It's time to grow up. It's time to grow up. So here's the thing. I'm wrapping up. If you've ever been comforted by God, then that is a call to ministry from God. If you've ever felt peace, joy, direction, anything from God, then that is a call to minister. It is your responsibility to use what God did for you to allow God to do it for somebody else. And remember what we talked about? Here's last week. God gets all the credit. God gets all the credit. God gets all the credit. Oh, you're so wonderful. No, God didn't allow this for me. God gets all the glory. God gets all the credit. Time to grow up. You have a life full of God's calling. It's time to step up to your calling. You're a minister. You're called to minister. And God's placed people around you that need you to do your part so that they can see God's comfort, God's direction, God's encouragement in their life. All right? So turn to somebody and tell them, you're a minister.